I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, hey, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday? Yay!
Yay!
It is hump day here on Reinvention Radio. As we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. Hanging out with Mary Goulet. What's up, Mary Goulet?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
It's Wednesday.
We'll find out soon. We'll find out. And what's up, Richie O'Day?
How's it going, Steve?
I am great. And
hi,
and
Richard.
There's Mary and Richard, and it's one big happy family here. All right, so you know, usually I talk about things in the book because the book is all about life, right? And creating a life that you can be proud of, a life that you enjoy, a life that brings you fulfillment and contentment, and a sense of purpose, and all those fun things. But we also just talk about things that have to do with life here
right.
on What Is Your What Wednesday, and it occurred to me. Then we covered this a little bit in the sound off. Actually, we covered it a lot in the sound off just this last episode, talking about United and everything that was going on there with that debacle. And it really just got me thinking about just the power of an apology, right? And just how responsibility and responsibilities go hand in hand with what you do in those first moments when you are faced with something where you clearly messed up, and it could run the gamut, right? I mean, it can run the gamut. It could be something in your personal life where you said something that was very, very hurtful to someone. And my son, Isaiah, who is 13, he was very upset with me when I dropped him off at school yesterday.
What'd you do?
I refused to throw away his banana peel.
Oh, you wanted him to do it?
I wanted him to do it.
Okay.
So he was in the car, and he had eaten a banana on the way to school. God bless him for his fruits. That's good. Good job, son. And he wanted me to take the banana peel and take it home and throw it out when I got home. And so
Did he ask you, or did you say, throw this away, and then he said, will you?
No, he was still holding it, and he was like, you know, can you take this and you throw it out at home? And I was like, no. You're going onto school campus, and you're going to pass, let's see, one, two. I can see them from the car.
Right.
The number of garbage cans. You know, so it's like, you know, you made a mess, clean it up. Deal with your own stuff, right? And so was I being kind of a hard nose on that for an unnecessary reason? Maybe. But I said no. And I said, you know, you're going to pass a couple garbage cans. Just throw it out. It's your garbage. Throw it out. You know, that kind of thing. And so he was very upset. You're the worst dad ever, and I can't believe you won't do this. This is over a banana peel, right? And so thinking like, yeah, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, son, and hopefully you'll change your mind at some point here in the near future. And sure as I'll get out here. After school, he was hanging out with a couple of friends, and there was a group of girls. And they were in separate groups. Maybe at some point those groups will come together. But for right now, they were in separate groups. And a mom was coming to pick up one of the girls. The mom was calling from the car for the girl to come over. The girl was ignoring her. The girl wouldn't come over. She was calling. The girl wouldn't come over.
But you could tell that she could hear.
I wasn't there. This is my son telling me the story.
Okay.
And so what my son witnessed was the woman came out of the car and slapped her daughter.
Oh, wow.
In front of all of her friends.
So you're not such a bad dad.
Yeah, right?
I should have kept the text.
You should have kept the banana peel and slapped him with the banana peel.
How about now? So got out of the car.
Joking.
Yes, of course you are. Slapped this girl.
Wow.
And then the girl proceeded to run away. And the mom was like, you know, come back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. And yes, about a few minutes later, I got a text from him saying, I'm sorry, Dad, for the things that I said. You know,
wow.
You're the best
Compared
dad.
That, Mom,
I love
I got
you.
It easy.
I'm really sorry. Right. I know, like a banana peel versus getting slapped. And so it just it occurred to me that that apology after being slapped, of course, is going to fall on deaf ears.
Right. Right.
And it's like the United Airlines thing with the CEO first saying, hey, that's our policy. And the second, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. I didn't mention this in the sound off, but they actually sent out a memo, an email to the employees talking about what happened and defending the action in the email.
Oh, boy.
So the email went viral because obviously some of the United employers were like, oh, hell no. You know, we're not. No, you can't just brush this under the rug and we're not going to, you know, play a party to this. So
well,
that
wasn't it
went,
the police that came in and took him off the plane, not employees, right?
It was the security, the airport security. Yeah,
airport, okay.
Yeah, but still it's on their flight. They control what happens on their flight. They call these people in. And then the third apology was a sincere apology from the CEO to the general public about what had happened. And so, needless to say, the public was like, yeah, no, we, you know, we don't accept that apology. You're only doing it now because of the backlash and everything that you've heard. And so I guess really the question that I have then for you around that is if let's say you do something that you know hurts someone, or maybe it's in business and you made a bad business decision, how do you handle that? What's your MO for when you do something? And then I'll be curious in terms of what's your MO when somebody does something to you and they apologize for it. So, Mary, what's your MO first? Like, if you do something, either in your personal life or in your business life, that you know it just wasn't the best, nicest thing to do, how do you handle kind of reconciling that with that person?
Okay, so if I know they're right, even if it's 10% more right than what I did, I will apologize right away. I don't want to have a conversation about, you know, debating it with the person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair. If I did something, I own up to it. And I'm thinking of my girls, maybe Dave, but mm-hmm. yeah, definitely take the responsibility right away. It's the mm-hmm. cleanest, easiest thing, because if you debate it, then more emotion gets involved between the two of you. Mm-hmm. And
do you do that of your own accord, or do you do that only because of their reaction to it? In other words, do you recognize, like, oh my God, like what I just did was so wrong, I'm sorry. Like do you have to recognize that what you did was off, or does it require...
Kind of, don't you have to? If you don't know, then how are you going to go apologize?
Well,
if you're not aware of it.
No, you might become aware of it. Like, you might just say, geez, you know, that thing that I said to you, it was just dumb and silly.
Like,
and
later,
I'm sure it was
in the
hurtful.
Day?
Yeah, yeah.
Got it,
the person, they may not be a confrontational person. They may not be the one to step back, you know, in that frame there and say, okay, you know, what you said to me hurt me right there. A lot of people aren't that, they're just not that communicative, mm-hmm. if you will.
I think I could be better about that.
Mm-hmm.
So if my daughter's, if something's going on and I'm saying, you know, no, that's not happening or whatever, I think that I should pay more attention to that and how I speak to them.
So
they're dramatic. I don't need to be dramatic.
A lot comes down to intent sometimes, right? By both parties. If the intent is good and you can tell it's good, then mm-hmm. it's pretty easy for both sides.
So, Richie, so when you do something, do you own it before they react, or do you wait for their reaction and then respond? And how do you respond when that happens?
Most things are circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really like a checklist. I do these six things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know I did something and I was like, oh man, you know, that probably shouldn't have said it that way or something, I'll own up right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I meant by the intent piece. But if you're dealing with someone where the intent just never seemed to ever be good, and they're just being argumentative or whatever for whatever reason, and they're not trying to add value to your life or add value to the situation mm-hmm. or any of that kind of stuff, then hasta la vista.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even really matter.
Like, yeah.
The debate thing, like Mary said, if there's no use getting into the debate, because good luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like right. When we talk about presidential, those aren't even debates. That's just more like a
smearing
competition.
Yeah. And then quickly here, as we're going to have to wrap in this last 90 seconds. So when somebody does something hurtful to you, do you try to put yourself in their shoes and respond in a more sort of appropriate manner? Or do you just respond and then expect that apology from them?
I'm not one that, like, demands apologies from people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let them skate if they just are aware. Mm-hmm. Like, I've said this to you guys before, when the girls get snarky or say something, I just let it hang in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm in front of them, I'll just look at them like, wow, really?
Yeah.
And that's enough. Then they'll back down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Richie?
If it's family or people you're going to deal with and you know you're going to deal with for a long time, mm-hmm. slightly different too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
for
if,
sure.
But again, if you know,
contextual.
If so, it's true. I mean, yeah. We try to be like, oh, it's cut and dry.
Yeah.
But if someone does it to you, that's really more what I meant, the hasta la vista. You know, if someone does it to you and you're like, come on, mm-hmm. really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, try one time, didn't mean it that way,
right.
meant it. Nope. Okay, cool. All right.
All right. All right. So there you go, ladies and gents. All right. Well, really do appreciate you joining us here on What Is Your What Wednesday. And remember, you can grab a free copy of my book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So please make sure you go on and do that. And for Mary Goulet and Richie Otey, I'm Steve Ulsher. And remember, apologize when necessary and take proactive action. All right, guys, we love you, and we'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.